Welcome to Econ 91.9, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Shaylin Cochran. This week, the census. Since 1790, the federal government has taken a headcount of sorts in its decennial census. The data that come from the census decide voting districts, but also have a real economic impact, especially here in Alaska, says Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District Executive Director Tim Dillon. He's part of the group that will work to organize taking the census on the peninsula next year.
It is a huge economic driver, making sure that people do participate. And I think, over the years, trying to educate people why they need to participate and what it all means is really important. And when you look at KPED, we have, over the last 3 years, really developed an outreach for the whole peninsula, and whether it's incorporated or unincorporated communities, we have a contact there.
Insofar as we know what the process kind of looks like, you know, what does it look like? Are we looking at, you know, knocking on doors? Is it a way that, you know, can people sort of opt in and get online? How does it all work?
Well, it's going to start out with a letter or postcard, so people will be able to go online and actually participate. And then at some point, there will be knocking on doors. And realistically, you know, there's two major pieces to this whole thing. The one is, this is how districts are drawn. This is how things are decided, whether it be from number of legislators, folks, whether it be on the federal side or on the state side. It also decides, you know, the way our state code is written. It'll dictate whether a community gets another liquor license, for example. So realistically, if you, I think Soldotna's numbers are pretty close to being able to get an additional liquor license. And, you know, there's been discussions over the last several years of, you know, they don't have the ability to have any other breweries open up. And they've done a nice job with recruiting people and different businesses. But they're around 150 people short of being able to qualify for another liquor license. So
right.
Whether it be being able to do events and things over at the current sports center or the proposed field house, or whether it's another little microbrewery or however they look to do things, it's all based on numbers. So that's why, from that standpoint, that's why it's real important for the numbers. The other portion is a lot of the different federal programs, especially, you know, if you want to call them social type programs, are all based on numbers. So whether it be housing programs, food programs, different kinds of things that you see come down the pike, economic development programs and things, they're all based on numbers. They're based on how many, you know, Johnnies and Joes are living in XYZ community.
Right.
So we need to get a good handle on that. And I know over the years, people have been taken back that, oh, I don't want to give the federal government, you know, more information. I don't want to tell them where I am. I don't want to tell them. They already know you exist to some extent. Come on. You know, that's just the way things are. And this is a way to verify things. So I'm in the process right now of putting together a committee through the entire borough to assist me with this. So whether it's an incorporated community or an unincorporated community, we'll have one or two people that will serve on this committee that will help me get that word out and really try and educate people so that they know this is the process, this is why we need to do it, and this is what it's worth. Last time around, a person was worth almost $3,000 when it came to these different programs that exist out there. So especially as we're looking at where our state is and where we're headed, being able to tap into somebody else's money is something that we need to be thinking about.
So stand up and be counted.
Yes, sir.
All right. Tim Dillon, thanks so much. Now time for this week's number, $2,716,600, as in dollars. That's how much public broadcasting in Alaska received in state funding for last fiscal year, as doled out by the Alaska Public Broadcasting Commission. The governor's proposed budget for next year zeroes that out. Local stations use those funds for operations, but also to leverage funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which demands a local match. KDLL's share of that is about $70,000. And that will do it for this week's episode of Econ 91.9. For Jay Barrett, I'm Shaylin Cochran. Have a great weekend.